Okay, so you know, we've talked before about how images can really make or break a website.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you sent over this article, Pros and Cons of the Responsive Images for WP Websites. It's by Chris Bradley. And it really got me thinking about all the behind-the-scenes stuff that WordPress does with images.
Yeah, it's a whole world.
It is, and it's something that we kind of take for granted now.
Absolutely.
So I thought for this deep dive, we could really try to break down like how WordPress handles image sizing.
Okay.
You know, what are the mechanics of it? What are the benefits? Are there any downsides? And, you know,
Right. Are there any gotchas that we need to look out for? Yeah.
exactly. Because I think, you know, for anyone who runs a website that uses a lot of visuals,
And these days, who doesn't?
seriously,
Yeah.
right? You know, it can really affect the user experience.
Oh, absolutely. I
Yeah.
mean, page load times, you know how it displays on different devices.
Right. And we've all been on those websites where you're like waiting for the image to load.
Yeah, or just huge on your phone.
Yeah. Exactly. And it breaks the layout.
Totally. And it's funny because this article reminded me that, you know, before WordPress 4.4,
Oh, yeah.
like this wasn't even a thing.
You had to do it all manually.
Yeah, you were either like resizing images yourself, creating multiple versions, or you were using a plugin.
Can you imagine trying to keep track of all those different image sizes?
Oh, it would be a nightmare.
It would be an absolute nightmare. But then
Yeah.
with 4.4, they integrated the functionality of the, what was it
The
called?
RACG responsive images plugin.
Yeah. So they basically took that and made it like a core part of WordPress.
Right. It was so popular and so useful, they decided everyone should have it.
So what was it about that plugin that made it so essential?
Well, basically what it did and what WordPress does now is it automates the process of creating those multiple image sizes.
Oh, okay.
So when you upload a picture to your media library, WordPress doesn't just store the original.
Right.
It actually generates different sized versions of that image.
Got it.
And then when someone visits your site, their browser is smart enough to know, okay, this person's on a phone, so I'm going to load the smaller version.
Oh, that's really clever.
Yeah. And it saves bandwidth, especially for people on mobile data.
Makes sense.
And of course, it speeds up loading times, which is good for everybody.
So it's like a win-win.
Exactly.
Faster loading, happier visitors.
And Google likes it too.
Oh, right, because page speed is a ranking factor.
Exactly.
Okay, but the article did mention a potential problem for sites that were already using the RACG plugin.
Right, because now you've got this functionality built in.
Yeah, is that going to cause conflicts?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the article pointed out that the plugin hadn't been updated in a while.
Oh, so it might not be compatible.
Exactly. So the recommendation was to upgrade WordPress.
To get the latest version?
Yeah, because then you're getting the built-in functionality and you don't need the plugin anymore.
Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. So now let's talk about the pros of having these responsive images by default. We've already touched on faster loading times, but what else is there?
Well, I think from a web developer's perspective, or even just someone who manages a website,
Right.
it's just so much more convenient.
Right. You don't have to do it manually.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about resizing every single image for every possible screen size.
Okay, so it saves a ton of time and effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it lets you focus on other things, like the actual design and content.
Right, because resizing images is kind of a boring task anyway.
It can be.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has to be done.
It does.
All right, so we've covered the pros, but what about the cons?
Okay, well, there are a few things to consider.
Like what?
So the article mentioned that in some cases, the automatic resizing might not be appropriate.
Okay, how so?
Well, for example, if you have a website with really strict branding guidelines,
Okay.
or, you know, if you're using images that are licensed,
Right.
and the license agreement says you can't modify the images,
Oh, I see.
then automatically resizing them could be a problem.
That's a good point.
It's not something that everyone's going to run into.
Right. But it's something to be aware of.
Yeah, especially if you're in like a very specific industry.
Yeah, like where legal stuff is really important.
Exactly.
Okay, what other downsides are there?
Well, another thing to think about is whether you actually need responsive images.
What do you mean?
Like if you have a really simple website
Bye.
with only a few images and they're all like static images,
Got it.
or maybe your website is designed to have a fixed layout.
Right.
It doesn't really change much on different screen sizes.
Okay, so in those cases, maybe you don't need the responsive images.
Right, because it does take some processing power for the server to generate all those different sizes.
And if you're not using them, it's just wasted effort.
Yeah, it's adding extra load without any real benefit.
So it's like it's trying to be helpful, but it could actually slow things down.
In some very specific cases.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. You have to weigh the benefits against the potential downsides.
Right, because it's not always a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly.
Okay, so what if someone decides that they don't want the default responsive images behavior?
Well, the article mentioned a plugin called Disable Responsive Images Complete.
Okay.
And it does exactly what it sounds like.
It turns off the responsive images.
Yep. It completely deactivates that whole system.
Wow. So you can basically go back to how WordPress used to handle images.
Exactly. And it's a free plugin. It's really easy to use.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Gives you that flexibility.
Right. Because you might have a very specific reason why you don't want responsive images.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about the technical side of things.
Mm.
But what about the bigger picture? Like, how does all of this fit into managing a business website?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that providing a good user experience is crucial.
Right. And fast loading times are a big part of that.
Exactly. And that's why we care about responsive images in the first place.
Yeah. It's all about making sure your website is working for you.
Right. And attracting visitors and, you know, ultimately helping your business succeed.
And the article also mentioned the importance of things like good WP theme support.
Yeah. And reliable hosting.
Because those things can also affect your website's performance.
Absolutely.
So it's all connected.
Yeah. It all works together.
Okay. So to sum things up for you, our listener WordPress has been automatically resizing your images since version 4.4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally a good thing.
Yeah, it helps with loading times. It makes things easier for web developers.
But there are some situations where it might not be the best approach.
Right, like those legal issues we talked about.
Exactly. Or if you have a very simple website that doesn't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is you have options.
Right. You can use a plugin to disable the responsive images if you need to.
So it's all about finding what works best for your specific website.
Absolutely.
So here's something for you to think about as you're working on your website.
Okay.
What are your priorities when it comes to images?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all about speed? Or is it more important to have your images look exactly the same on every device?
Right.
And are there any legal or branding issues that you need to consider?
Good questions.
It's a lot to think about.
It is, but it's important stuff.
Because images are such a crucial part of any website.
They really are.
So it's worth taking the time to get it right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you then.